Hey everybody, you're listening to Finding Japan, episode 7, and I should have been a hairdresser. Right now I'm walking through a park just north of City Hall in Sumida-ku. Small little cobblestone path here up through the cherry blossoms. I see a rock that looks really comfortable. I think I might go sit on it. Today I'm sort of just unwinding, relaxing a little bit. Had a long day. I want to talk a little bit about humility. Today has been not a humiliating day, but a day where I think I realize I need to enact a little bit of humility. But first, let me start off. I should have been a hairdresser because I got home today and I fixed a small fade on the side of my head after getting my singing QB House haircut yesterday in Toranomon. And for those of you who don't know, QB House is sort of like a discount haircut place. It costs 1,000 yen, which is probably somewhere a little over $9 US, maybe about £5 for listening in from the UK. Sorry there if you noticed the break. It's because where I'm sitting, there's a few people that keep coming up here and hanging out. I don't blame them. It's a really, really nice place to hang out. But just trying not to disturb anybody while I'm up here. So, QB House. Walked in and got my hair cut. It's pretty easy to explain. I have a pretty simple hairstyle, just like a two or three clipper in the U.S. on the sides, and I don't know, maybe just a little short on the top, and wanted a little off the top, and same style. And overall, it came out well, but it was a little lopsided, so got in there today with a beard trimmer and one of those straight hard combs and went to town, and it looks, I think, a little better, but we'll see. I think when it grows out, it may change. I think when it grows out, it will look a lot better. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, wanted to talk a little bit about my adventure in Ariake. I start work on Monday. I'll be working part-time for a Japanese subsidiary of the company that I've worked for the past 6 or 7 years. Been very lucky to be able to land that job. It's just a continuation of what I've been doing. It's an IT role that somewhat cuts over into the business side, helping to align business strategy with IT strategy. But I don't want to bore you with my work here. At any rate, I went to Ariake-ku. Actually, no, it's not a ku. Ariake is a city inside of Kotoku, I believe. So I went to Kotoku just to check out where this place might be ahead of time, so that when I go on Monday, I will know where I'm going and don't have to waste any time. And I am glad I did. Ariake is a pretty cool area of Tokyo. I'll try to post some pictures of it later. I think I may. I took one picture of, I believe it's called the Dream Bridge, and it's right near the Big Wheel, Tokyo Big Sight, or Tokyo Big something. I don't know. I forget what it's called. But I will post that and geotag it so you guys can see where that is. But anyway, that area is just incredible. A lot of buildings in Tokyo will have building numbers on them. And it makes sense because there's a lot of small buildings packed together. And once you know the chome, or the major section of the city it's in, and then once you know the block number and the building number, you can pretty much narrow down your destination. Well, in Ariake, all the buildings are nearly brand new, and they are skyscrapers, so they don't really have the building numbers on them. So I got off the train that heads on over there, and was able to finally figure out which chome I was in, but I ended up doing about a 3-kilometer loop. It took me about an hour and a half before I was able to actually find the building, and the building was literally right next to the station that I got off of. So I got to explore Ariake a little bit, and my feet are sore, though. My feet have been sore, I think, since I've come to Japan. I've done much more walking than I anticipated, but I think it's good. I actually think I may have lost a few pounds in the process, but I'm always told that I am underweight anyway, so it's probably not a good thing. These birds are just incredible. Ah, this is so beautiful. Every once in a while, the wind will blow slightly, and you'll hear the trees sort of rustle. It sounds more like a whisper, and then each one of them lets go of a few petals, and it's like a chorus of petals. It's incredible. I hope to post that Hanami video sometime soon. You guys can see what I mean. So yeah, I got back from Ariakeku. I also wanted to check out what the commute would be like, just to see whether or not it'd be something I could handle. It's not like I have a choice, I'm going to do it, but I wanted to see how much it costs, what the timing was and everything. It's not too bad. I think I have about a 50-minute commute from school to work, and about a half-hour commute from work back to my home. So, not too bad. If I'm talking in whisper voice, it's because it's so quiet here as the train goes by. I hope I don't have to cut this short because looks like some rain clouds are rolling in. I just stopped to take a few video shots of what's going on around here. Maybe I'll just post those at the same time. I don't know. We'll figure out how we're going to do this. At any rate, I wanted to talk a little bit about why I came to Japan and a lesson that I'm learning just now. But before I do, I should probably talk a little bit about a friend of mine who I've known for quite a few years. To me, he is somewhat of a mentor when it comes to things that are international. He has specific experience in Japan, but I think really the lessons learned and some of the wisdom he's imparted on me can really apply to any culture, not just the Japanese culture. There was one thing he had said to me before I had left to come to Japan, and specifically to work. And he said, and I'll never forget, exercise yourself with humbleness, humility, and humanity. And I think about that all the time. And the reason why I bring that up is because lately I had been stressing over the placement test that I've taken for my language studies here in Japan. I've studied Japanese for approximately 2 years on my own, but never with enough rigor to get all the basics that I needed. And that is one of the reasons why I'm in Japan, to learn Japanese and to be in a Japanese culture while I do it. I had also taken 2 months of business Japanese, where you learn very basic polite verb forms and a slew of business vocabulary. Along the way, here and there, I also picked up kanji. There's probably about 60 or 70 kanji I can recognize, and out of those, maybe half of them, I know all of the readings and a few words that those kanji are contained in. So this past Wednesday, we had taken the placement test, and I had mistakenly thought that the test we had in front of us was divided into two parts, but in fact, we were taking two tests. So I waited to the last minute to finish the second half of that test. And then there was an essay test, which I think I did pretty well on. So after completing the test, we got our results the following day, and I placed into the first level. And I was a bit disappointed. And in fact, I had gone and looked at some of the books and talked to the professor. And the professor said, well, if you think you can take the second level, why don't you attend that class for a week or so and see how it goes? We have 2 weeks to decide which classes we actually want to take. What I'm realizing, though, is that my Japanese is so disjointed. If there's wind, I apologize. My Japanese is so disjointed that it may actually benefit me to take the level one class. I think that I can be competitive at times, but more often than not, I just really push myself hard. And I think now is one of those times where I need to exert a little humility and say, well, maybe my Japanese isn't really as good as I thought it was. And there's also the opportunity for me to complete the first level and then jump to the third level. I think what happens is they test you at the end of the semester to see if you've progressed far enough, and if you have, you get to go on to the next level. A lot of the grammar that's in the level one textbook material I already know, but there's quite a bit that I still don't know and that I'm still not very comfortable with and that I don't have in the front of my mind. So I think based on that, I will take the level one. It's real difficult for me to admit that I'm not good at something. I'll admit that. But I think what I really need to do is focus on the reason why I'm here. I'm not here to outdo the New Zealander who's in my class or to prove to myself that I don't need to begin at the beginner level. If that's where I am, that's where I am. I'm not here to prove that I was misplaced or that I took the test wrong. I really think I just need to sit down and do it. And I thought about that long and hard today while walking around Ariake, and whether or not I really should be in level one, or I'm like, no, I should be in level two. I'm better than that. I'm better than that. But I don't know. It just struck me as brash and possibly wrong. And, you know, and there's also nothing wrong with, if they teach me something I already know, then, you know, let's make it solid. Let's really get it nailed down. And at the same time, maybe take the extra time to learn some additional kanji and really follow it through. So that being said, I think where I ended up today is I'm going to take the level one class and shoot to complete it well enough to be able to take the level three class the following semester. So that's basically my short story on humility and humbleness. It's kind of like know your role and act it out. But yeah, I don't know. So there you go. I don't really have much else to say at this point. I just had to get that off my chest. I know it's not really about Japan. Ooh, but there is one thing. Someone had written in about Japan, so I wanted to answer a few of the questions. I finally figured out how to use Gmail on my phone, and this is just incredible. Totally kicks ass here. Wait a tick. How do I get to all my mail? Just my inbox. Inbox. Probably under more views here. Gmail has a really all mail. Here we go. Has a really slimmed down interface for their or Google has a really slimmed down interface for their Gmail. So we're gonna take a look at this right now. Konnichiwa. Sakura wa kirei de shou. Yeah, daigakusei desu. Anata wa? Sukoi. Hai, Waseda de. Waseda de Nihongo o benkyou shimasu. アルバイトの仕事はもう。
アルバイトしてる。
はい。じゃあ桜は見てください。よろしく。Okay, sorry about that. Really nice guy. I'd come up. I had a quick conversation with him.My Japanese isn't bad, that bad at all either. Now I'm walking back. Okay, so Matt writes in. I'm looking at this here. He says he's jealous that I've met Scott. Scott's a great guy. And he says he'll have to try and meet up with us when he comes out here. Yeah, by all means, Matt, please do get in touch. And he says, as far as places to see, Kamakura is pretty good. That's really funny. I just had a recommendation to head down to Kamakura the other day by the guy who opened up my Citibank account. He was from that area. But Matt asks, he says, I do have a question for you, though. When you had your rail pass on your visit, is it one person or could my wife and I share it? Actually, it is one person. You do need to get two of them. But it is so cheap, I still highly recommend it. It's basically like a personal pass. And the way you will use it is when you walk through the stations, you'll just flash it at the station master. You don't, as you go through the turnstiles, so there's no automated way. You might be able to get by with one, but as soon as you show one and they see somebody in tow with you, they're going to look for another one. So I wouldn't try to game the system on that, but you will definitely need two. So that's the official answer for that one. So Matt, yeah, definitely get a hold of Scott and I when you come out. Send us an email, and hopefully by then I'll know more Japanese and can maybe show you guys around. Let's see, I got another one here. And then David also writes, he actually just wrote a comment, I'm looking right now. The cool thing is I can answer the comments on my phone. I'm going to do a whole episode on the Keitai here. I'm still trying to figure it out, and I want to figure out all the cool stuff before I show you guys. But David wrote, thanks for the nice comments. If you guys have any suggestions about what things you may find interesting in Japan, let me know. Because I'm just as new to this as some of you who have quite possibly never been to Japan before. So please use me as your guide. As your real avatar. Right now I'm just going to walk back to the apartment. You guys can catch some of the sounds of Japan. It's amazing. This park, you're in the middle of this park and it's so quiet. And then when you come out to the street, it gets so loud. So I think that's it for the comments for now. But thanks. Keep them coming. Probably have to edit the hell out of this. Let's go this way. I had so many interruptions with people coming in, and I don't know. I don't know how Rich Pav does it, but man, you get self-conscious doing these things, and people are looking at you. That guy that came up that I talked to briefly. And sorry, I keep sniffling too. That guy who came up briefly looked at me really funny. And he said that it was like a little group of guys who just walked by too, and they all did the head turn thing too. Maybe I have a nice ass or something. I don't know. This is too much fun. Actually, I think I'm gonna start doing this more often. People are looking at me like, "What the hell is that guy doing?" All right, here we go. Now I'm walking by Sumida City Hall. I actually have to come back here next week to get my health insurance. When you come here as a student, you have to get the national health insurance. So that's the bad news. The good news is that it's really cheap. I think it ends up being about $150, somewhere around there, for the entire year. So it's not bad at all. And the other day I thought about adding maybe some Japanese lessons to this podcast, but I decided that there are people who do that much better than me. If you're interested in learning Japanese, please go to Japanese Pod 101. I'm going to give them a free plug. I know they're doing pretty well. They really took off. I started listening to them before they commercialized it, and it really is helpful, especially if you have a commute. So check them out. Don't listen to me speak Japanese. I don't know what I'm talking about, apparently. No, I do. I just need to learn more. I just had a good time today. Heading back, gonna meet up with my roommate. And it's Friday night. I didn't even realize it's Friday night. We gotta go out. We gotta go do something. So probably gonna go get some beers and find a place to eat, explore the neighborhood and find some of the local places. There's quite a few people walking through these little streets here, so I don't want to look crazy. Just moved into the neighborhood. Don't want to be a crazy foreigner. All right, I've arrived, but I'm going to save that story for another day. Looks like I ran out of time here. But thanks for listening to me rant. I think I'll just edit this. We'll see how it turns out. But now I'm off to go get some Friday night food and go kick back and relax a little bit. Hope you all are doing well. Keep the comments coming. if you like. If not, I hope you're at least enjoying listening, and I will talk to you soon. Catch y'all later. Bye.